Anton Creel has totally shifted my worldview. He's one of our mentors, ex-Goldman's trader, now runs a hedge fund, and here are his 10 rules for financial success. Rule number one, respect money and be indifferent towards it. Money doesn't care about you. And if you start seeing it as energy, like electricity, you'll see that it just flows to the people who solve a problem in a market. And that's actually a really freeing thing. By cultivating indifference towards money, it no longer controls you. You're no longer making your happiness conditional on having a certain amount of money in the bank. Generally, if you're miserable without money, you're going to be miserable with money. From early childhood, we pick up a lot of negative conditioning around money, and that impacts our beliefs and our behaviors. And what ends up happening if we haven't examined that conditioning is we're kind of driving with the brakes on. The way that the negative conditioning usually manifests emotionally is greed or fear or shame around money. We've all been told stuff like money is the root of all evil, or being made to feel guilty or ashamed for having money, or feeling like we're not deserving of financial success, or that you see someone else who you think they don't deserve the success that they've got, or maybe believing that money is scarce and you've got to stockpile as much as possible and it's never enough. A lot of people have early traumatic memories related to money because it's a favorite pastime of parents to argue about money. So of course you can see that emotionally, if you're holding money at a distance, that's going to impact how you behave towards it subconsciously. Rule number two, rent to own and understand the difference between an asset and a liability. You can use debt or leverage to become richer or poorer. It's just an instrument and it depends on how you use it. Just like you can hurt yourself with a knife or you can use it to make a delicious Waldorf salad with celery and apples and strawberries if you're really posh. The house that you live in is a liability. It's not an asset unless it's cash positive, which is very rare. There's hidden downsides to owning a house. There's the opportunity cost of the capital. There's being tied down to a location. There's the market risk. There's the fact that if your boiler breaks, you're liable. So the house that you live in is a liability. It's not an asset, as most people think, unless it's cash positive. So Anton suggests renting, because then you can do something that's higher return with the capital that you would have otherwise had locked up in the house, rather than what most people do, which is leverage themselves up to the eyebrows and get the most expensive house they're able to possibly get a mortgage on, and then get a BMW on finance, and then they're living with razor-thin margins. That is how to set yourself up for a financial blow-up. Rule number three, build your own infrastructure. Other people's infrastructures are not going to get you rich, they're often bloated, and they don't always have your best interests at heart. Basically, Anton is saying that don't rely on the system to save you. The pension system, the medical system, the insurance system, these are daily decisions that have huge impacts on your life, and most people outsource them. Why wouldn't you take responsibility for your pension or for your health? Of course, if you're unwell, see a doctor, but there's so many daily decisions that come before the day you have to see one that are in your control. Rule number four, go traveling, get perspective, get your dream life. Basically, you don't know what you don't know. And if you rent, you live light, you can then travel and expand your mind. And it's much easier to do that when you're not tied down to the monthly payments on your BMW and your massive mortgage payment and the interest rates rising and all of that stuff. Rule number five, recognize that risk is subjective, it's not two-dimensional. This was a massive one for me. So imagine you're in a job that you hate, but it's paying 30k a year, and you want to quit, but you fear because your downside is 30k. No, it isn't. Your downside is much less than that. Let's say you quit your job, you start your own side hustle, and everything goes absolutely tits up. Fine. If you had to, you could easily walk into a job that pays minimum 26k. So your downside is £4,000 per year, but your upside, infinite. Just because you quit your 30k job probably doesn't mean that you're going to be out on the streets. You'll be able to find something. When you can zoom out and correctly assess the true upside and downside of a decision, you can make that decision with a lot more clarity and calmness. Rule number six, seek out alternative education. The modern education system doesn't need any introduction. Knowing what you know now, would you go back through 16 years of school as it was structured? Probably not. How much money has Pythagoras' theorem made you? Okay, I'm being a bit facetious, but has the stuff that you've learned in school made you rich? I know exactly what the return on investment of my medical degree was, and it was negative. Whereas we've spent over 100k on alternative education, and it's generated a 15x ROI over the last 3 or 4 years. Subscribing to this channel is seeking alternative education, just saying. Rule number seven, learn to value your time properly. Your time is worth something. You might not think it's worth much, but maybe you haven't calculated it out properly. you've got to look at the return on investment of your time. And you're not a robot, so enjoyment is still counts as return on investment. But you've really got to consider, is doing everything yourself worth the time? Or can you rank the different activities that you do day to day and say, ah, this is the highest leverage, or this is the highest return thing I can do, and then outsource anything that falls below your hourly rate? This is why I pay a cleaner or someone to do ironing or meal prep, because it would be ludicrous if I was to do it myself and I would do a much worse job of it. You don't want to eat my cooking. Number 8, I'm afraid I've not done this one. It's ditch the smartphone.
I ditched my smartphone 2.5 years ago. I used to have a BlackBerry. Since I actually ditched the BlackBerry, I've been the most efficient I've ever been in my career.
I definitely see the wisdom in this. Basically, if you're a little willy like me and you don't want to get rid of your smartphone, at least disable notifications. Because what you're doing there is you're giving everybody unfettered access to you at all times. What are you doing when you enable notifications? This sounds extreme, but I think it's self-hatred, because you're opening up your time, your attention, and your inbox to the world. You're saying, hey world, your agenda is more important than mine. Just fill me up. You're basically bending over, presenting your little pink balloon knot to the world to enter the Ultimate Penetration Championships and come in with its big old thick agenda. Don't do it. This kind of ties into number 7. In Anton's words, if you make yourself available at all times with your phone, you're basically saying, I'm available for free and you can come and waste my time whenever you want, and I value my time at zero. It is kind of heinous that notifications are enabled by default. So while you're watching this video, go to your settings and disable your notifications now. Just do it for a day, see how you feel. Rule number 9, mainstream media is useless. Do not consume it. When was the last time you truly felt fulfilled and wholesome from reading the news? Even if your excuse is, oh, but I'm watching the markets, bro. The market's already moved by the time it's being published in the news. News is just fear, anger, drama, divisive content. It's not designed to enrich you. It's not designed to even inform you about the world. Because their agenda is not to report on accuracy. It's just to sell more clicks. So be very careful of that. And if you need any more proof, consider whenever you've read like a Daily Mail article on something that you have expert knowledge in. So let's say nutrition. You know how bollocks it is. And it's only when you look at it and you go, huh, maybe the other topics, which I'm not expert in, are just as badly reported. One other thing you can do is only consume information that you've paid more than £100 for. That way you've chosen to opt in to information that you value, rather than just consuming what's ever being pumped into your face. And rule number 10 for financial success is choose role models who suit your objective. Again, rather than going for the default option that's thrust into your face, be very careful about who you follow and who you allow into your newsfeed, because they are the people that you're allowing into your mind, into your thoughts, into your behavior. If you're following a teacher or a mentor, do you want results like them? In which case, follow what they do. And if you don't, unfollow them. I very much agree with Anton on this one, because we pay so much attention to what we put into our mouths. And if we were walking along the street and someone just put something random into your mouth, you'd be like, no, I don't want that. But yet we do that with our minds. We just let anything in. Our bar for entry of the information we consume is so low, and it does become part of the substrate of our thoughts. So curate your feed, be really deliberate about what you consume. There's my interpretation of Anton Creel's 10 rules for financial success. Give him a follow and have a look at this video for how we put all of this into action.